And going on actually today at Premier Bank, just down the street from where we are here at the KYMN studios. And as luck would have it, we have a couple of people from Premier Bank joining us right now. It is Regan. Casey Regan, who is with the corporate office. What is your role, Casey?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm Casey Regan, and I'm the president and CEO of our Premier Bank Minnesota charter here, which includes our Northfield office.
All right. And you are joined by the branch manager. Mary Creasel is who is joining us as well. Mary, tell us about yourself.
Correct.
And what you do.
Correct. Good morning, Jeff. Yes, my name is Mary Creasel. I do manage the Northfield location. I also manage the Faribault location.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And thank you for having us last night. Went over to your open house, and we talked for a while, and just a beautiful facility. We're going to have more on that in just a moment or so. Why don't we go back, and Casey, we'll kind of start with you. Give us the history, kind of the nutshell history of Premier Bank in general, and also then we'll go into this discussions about the new bank, the new facility that you have now.
Thanks, Jeff. Yep, Premier Banks is a family-owned bank that is based in Maplewood, Minnesota. We have 20 offices in the state of Minnesota. All of them are in Minnesota. And my grandfather is the founder of our bank. He started it in a double-wide trailer back in 1974. We're proud that we have now three generations working at Premier Banks of the Regan family. And Grandma and Grandpa have seven kids. Neither Grandma or Grandpa are with us any longer. However, five of their seven kids are involved in the bank in one way or another. And I'm one of the first members of our third generation, but I have a brother-in-law who works for us as well, and a cousin-in-law who's just getting started with us as well. So we're really excited for multiple generations to continue Grandma and Grandpa's legacy at the Premier family.
Sure, and we went to the open house that you had last night. I was introduced to quite a few Regans. It's like, wow, this is really a family operation.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It's something we're really proud of. It's something we think brings a different aspect and a different vision to our interactions with our clients and our employees, and it's something that we're very proud of because we can say we're a family business and really mean it, just like most of our customers are. So.
All right. Let's talk about the new facility. Going back, Premier Bank had the building just where the 5th Street Lofts are now for so many years. I think it was Premier Bank starting probably back in the 90s, maybe 30 years ago it was. I believe Midwest Federal before they closed or sold out or went under or something. Kind of walk us through that history of the Northfield portion of the bank.
Yes, our former location was part of the original 8 office acquisition that Grandpa undertook back in 1990 from the RTC, and this former Northfield location was one of those original offices that spurned one of our three charters that still exists today, and we had operated that location since 1990, and it was time for an upgrade. And it was time to get more on get more of a prominent location in town, and we're really proud of the new location that's there now at really a gateway to Northfield.
Yeah, that was really worked out well, I think, for every party involved. You made kind of I don't know how that deal was made, but with the new facility that you have here, it was Rebound Enterprises, and I believe, I'm trying to think of the partner that they have.
Rebound Enterprises and Stencil Development. Stencil.
Yeah. You worked out a deal, and they developed that into a beautiful new facility that is providing some much-needed housing in Northfield.
Absolutely.
And you got the spot that you had been looking for as kind of a gateway.
Yes, it really was a it's a term that's used too often, a win-win-win, but it really was. The downtown gained an incredible apartment building that will provide housing for many years to come, and we were able to transition out of an office that was in need of an upgrade, and we ended up in a much better location in front of a lot more traffic, too.
Tell us about the building itself. It has been likened to, when a lot of people ask, what is that going to be? It looks kind of like a church. It's going to be, no idea. It has a very unique design, and I think by and large, pretty much 100% of the people I've talked to like it. It's a good building.
We're very proud about how it turned out as well. It looks like a church. It looks like a library, mm-hmm. but it's a bank. And when we set out to design the original building, my dad, Pat Regan, who's the chair of our bank, actually said, go down to Northfield and get some pictures of some iconic buildings at both Carlton and St. Olaf. And we're going to utilize their exterior design in the building that we construct here for Northfield. And that's exactly what we did. We made sure to incorporate St. Olaf stone right from, it mimics the chapel very closely. And then another inspiration was actually the Carlton Library. And that brickwork and some of those design features, we did our best to integrate into the architecture of the building. And we're very pleased with how it turned out as well.
I would think so. It's a beautiful building. Mary, let's talk to you about the functionality of that building. You've probably been banking for a while, I'm presuming. You've seen quite a few banks. What do you think as far as a functioning standpoint in the 21st century? Do you like it?
I love it. It's really nice to work in a building with so many windows. You get an opportunity to feel like you're part of the community. It's been nice to have a view of the teller line and to just be able to see the interactions as people come in. And also to the glass between the offices is unique, and you're able to really feel like you are in your own office, in your own space, but you're able to feel like you're, you know, with your coworkers and as part of a family in that building. It's really a nice feeling. Nice upgrade.
All right. Let's talk about banking and, you know, 21 years into the 21st century. You go back 20 years, banking has really changed quite a bit, and people's banking habits, just the way they interact with a bank has changed quite a bit. Did you feel in the old space like you weren't quite up to today's, methods of banking?
I think we have a pretty significant upgrade in what we're able to deliver to our customers today. Yes, Jeff.
What are some of the things that the Premier Banks do, some of the things, the services you provide?
Well, the interesting piece about banking in the 21st century is that although you can bank right from your pocket, from the mobile app that we offer today, and we're very proud of, time and time again, clients still reference a brick-and-mortar location as the number, as one of the highest-ranked items that they investigate when they're making a banking decision. So while mobile and computer and online interaction is very important today, the ability to walk in and interact with a very competent banker to solve a unique problem that they've encountered is still high on their list. And that's a main driver as to why we made this investment in our Northfield location. Bricks and mortar are still key. The people on the other side of that transaction are still key because people's money is important to them. They work hard for that. And we're very proud of the staff led by Mary that can handle all of our Northfield customers' needs on the banking side of things.
All right. You have been celebrating this week the grand opening, though you have been open for a while now. You've had a lot of things going on this week, and they're going to continue on today. Today is, do you have the ribbon cutting today? Is that what, this morning?
That's correct. Our ribbon cutting is today at 10 a.m.
Okay. Tell us about that.
We're excited. We're going to have some of the chamber members and ambassadors. Our staff will be there. Members of the Regan family will also come on down and join us. And we're excited. Take a few photos and cut the big ribbon with the big scissors. Looking forward to it.
All right. Sounds like fun. I'm sure you are. No doubt about that. You've had several things going on this week, including something that I like, and that is that you've been putting $50 bills instead of $20 bills into the ATM machine. And I went and got cash the other day and thought, boy, do I get another 100? Maybe I'll try this again. It was almost like a slot machine, but I didn't do it. Yeah, but then I thought later on, well, I'm not losing money. There's a no-lose situation here. But I came back a few days later and tried it again. I just got the money, but I was very pleased. I had a fun time doing it.
Our first customer who received their $50 bill came back through the drive and said, I think your machine is broken. I received a $50. We told him about the promotion, and he was very excited.
Oh, boy. Well, that's the kind of customer you want,
yep.
An honest customer.
Absolutely. It's one of the only times we have free samples in the banking business is grand opening week.
You have also some other things going on out there. I know you had a bouncy house. You've had that out there for the kids. Is that going to be around today, too, for the opening?
Yes. We're going to have that over the lunch hour today, along with pizza from the local Domino's, some refreshments. Yeah, so stop on down for lunch and a snack.
All right, sounds good. Is there anything else about Premier Banks you'd like to mention while we have you here?
We're open for business. Come on down and see us, and we'd love to meet you and see what we can help you with on the banking side of things, whether that be loans or deposits or any banking services. We can handle them all, and we can handle them with a family business aspect behind it.
All right. Casey, Mary, thank you so much for coming in bright and early. This is the start of your day, the first thing you get to do, so I'll let you go across the street and get back to work. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much, Jeff. We appreciate it.
That is Casey Regan and Mary Kreisel from Premier Bank. Once again, the new facilities. Ribbon cutting is at 10 o'clock this morning. Those festivities will go on through 2 o'clock this afternoon. Rich is coming in with local news in just a moment or so. The Minnesota News Network with state news is next.
Fix your car. Feed your kids. Fill up your fishing boat motor at Ziggy's.
See Ziggy's for all your repairs. If your car's air conditioning isn't working on these hot summer days, or you need some brakes and oil change, or if your car's just making that funny noise again, see Andrew at Ziggy's. Honest, competent, local service. That's what you'll get when you trust Ziggy's for your repairs.
At Ziggy's.
Corner of Highway 3 and St. Olaf Avenue, Northfield.
What is it that makes you powerful? It's not only having a voice, but knowing that it's heard loud and clear. We understand knowledge can change your life, and that energy will continue to power it. And because you're part of a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, we're always listening. Because you're more than just a customer, you're a member. And what's more powerful than that?
Dakota Electric Association is your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Free money? Premier Bank is celebrating the grand opening of their new Northfield location with several promotions and fun events. Every day this week, you can try your luck opening the treasure chest. And free money! Premier Bank will be replacing some $20 bills with $50 bills in their Northfield ATM. Thursday, August 12th, from 4 to 7 p.m., there will be food, ice cream, bouncy house, and a sidewalk.